Americans have grown used to thinking about their history in terms of decades. If I simply say the 40s, the 60s, or the 80s, you will immediately conjure up images of events, people, clothing, and culture. Well, we've entered a new decade, and there's a little problem. Despite years of public debate, no one can agree on what to call it. NPR's Andy Bowers reports on why it's so hard.
Imagine it's 10 years from now, and you're listening to your favorite oldies radio station.
Playing your favorite oldies from the 80s, the 90s, and, that last decade. You know, the one we just finished.
Capital Radio 95.8 FM.
You see the problem. Already, the lack of an obvious moniker for this decade is proving awkward for people who want to call it something. Beth Tytel is a columnist for the Boston Herald.
People sort of try to dance around it. In the same way that people who don't know what to call their in-laws, they don't want to call them mom or dad, and Mr. and Mrs. seems too formal, they always say things like, oh, can you pass the salt? But they never use the people's name, and that's kind of starting to happen here.
Not that a lot of people haven't tried to name the decade. In fact, there's probably never been as concerted an effort to come up with a nickname for a time period. One of the earliest attempts came back in 1983, when a New York Times editorial weighed in.
Our suggestion is the O's.
As in double zero. Since then, many other newspapers and magazines have held reader contests trying to find consensus. USA Today readers preferred this nostalgic contender.
The aughts.
That term, derived from the word naught, meaning nothing, was popular 100 years ago. Remember old relatives who'd say things like, back in aught six? Another contest took place last year on a website called namethedecade.com. Leading contenders included the 2Ks, the 00s, and the 2000s. But the winner was...
the Naughties.
Ali Partovi ran the website, but he's not very enthusiastic about the Naughties. He thinks the results were skewed by people from countries where naught is a common word for nothing.
We had a lot of traffic from the UK and Australia, and I think those populations all agreed on this one name, and I think they kind of outvoted the US voters.
Needless to say, the Naughties has not caught on in this country, but neither has anything else, including sillier contenders such as
the Sweet Nothings.
Or this one.
The terrible twos.
Or even.
The uh-ohs.
And the experts can't really say why nothing has clicked yet. One person who's been giving the question some thought is Robert Thompson, a Syracuse University professor who also heads the Popular Culture Association. One thing he believes is that a joke term will never stick.
It's got to be incredibly versatile. You've got to be able to say it in both silly contexts, but at the same time in really serious contexts. And I always say you've got to apply the Dan Rather test.
That is, imagine Dan Rather saying, this was the worst terrorist attack of the Naughties. Thompson isn't sure there's a solution. He says the English language is simply uncooperative in some cases, as in its lack of a gender-neutral pronoun, which leads to the awkward he or she construction. Similarly, he says English has no good term for things under 10, even when it comes to people's ages.
People in their 20s, no problem. 30s, 90s, 40s. Even teenagers, but we've got nothing in that period before teenagers, and the fact that we haven't figured it out yet for people makes me wonder if we're ever going to come up with something with regards to the first decade of any century.
But linguist Erin McKean, who edits the magazine Verbatim, is more optimistic. She feels a term will eventually emerge. She's rooting for the Zips, but it won't come from any organized naming effort. McKean says unlike French, which has a formal academy to approve new words, English doesn't like to be pushed around.
And I think that's actually a good thing about English, because it gives all of the speakers of English an equal chance to affect the language. I think that things change in English in a kind of viral way. Somebody says something, someone else likes it, and it spreads. And there aren't any vaccines against that spread yet, thank goodness.
But for those who are more impatient, Boston Herald columnist Beth Tytel has an idea.
The amateurs have basically had their chances. I mean, I think it's time to sell the naming rights. Where are Philip Morris when you need them? We could have something like the Healthy Me Decade, brought to you by the people of Philip Morris. Or what about Starbucks? This decade could be the lattes. That sounds great. People could say, he got married in the lattes, or her hair is so lattes.
So we decided to ask a professional namer for his advice. Eric Pinkert, a branding consultant for the firm Siegel Gale, definitely sees commercial possibilities here.
There are some who have suggested that it be called the post-90s, which perhaps the cereal maker could do a tie-in with and actually create a branded identity for this decade.
Pinkert himself likes the term the aughts. It's short and snappy, although he thinks it might be a little too old-fashioned to catch on. So he suggests something more forward-looking, like the first decade.
That, of course, begs the question of what came before, but it has the nice association of a new beginning and a promise of a brighter tomorrow.
However, Pinkard points out that this whole thing isn't really a problem for written English. Just as you can write the 90s as 90s, you can write this decade as 00s. The problem is, just try to say that out loud.
The goose eggs, the noughts, the nadas, the double zeros, the loves, the nothings.
Andy Bowers, NPR News, Los Angeles.
The dreadnought.